In this week's Parsha, Parshat Shoftim, there is a theme of Achdus, a theme of unity and justice to prepare us for the impending days of awe, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Pasuk reads in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chet, chapter 17, verse 8, Ki yipalei mimcha davar lamishpat, bein dam ladam, bein din ladin, uvein nega lanega, divrei rivot bisharecha, translated as, if a matter of judgment is hidden from you, between blood and blood, between verdict and verdict, between plague and plague, matters of dispute in your cities, you shall rise up and ascend to the place that Hashem your God shall choose. That latter part being a reference to Yerushalayim, to Israel. The Arizal, the 16th century Kabbalist, writes that this pasuk, this verse, has a much deeper connotation. And let's break it down bit by bit. The verse begins, when there is a din, when there is a halachic ruling that is concealed from you, and it says, ki yipale mimecha, the word yipale could also mean apale, a wonder. When there is something wondrous, completely not comprehensible to you, and the Arizal quotes a medrash, he quotes an Haggadic teaching in Eicha that writes, the angels have a conversation with Hashem when the Holy Temple is being destroyed. The angels say to Hashem three different things. Number one, the angels say to Hashem, it says in the Torah that when a chicken is being slaughtered, out of respect to the nefesh, to the soul of the chicken, you cover up the blood of its carcass. But here, with the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, the Holy Temple being massacred, there are Jewish bodies covering the streets with blood flowing through the cobblestone crevices, down twisting alleyways, completely uncovered. Say the angels, Hashem, how could you have allowed for this to happen? You say that when chickens are being slaughtered, you cover the blood out of respect. But when the blood of your children runs rampant, you choose not to cover it up? What kind of double standards do you possess? Number two. It says in the Torah that an animal, a mother and its child, should not be slaughtered on the same day. Yet we see throughout Jewish history, throughout persecutions and pogroms and Holocaust, the mother and child were slaughtered together. How could that be? Asked the angels to Hashem. Number three. It says in the Torah that when it comes to the din of tzaras, the Jewish law pertaining to skin afflictions, or leprosy, if you would, when a house contracts tzaras, it must be destroyed. But the law is that you have to first take everything out of the house to preserve the utensils from being destroyed. But, say the angels to Hashem, when the temple fell, everything that was within it was completely destroyed. How could you have allowed for this to happen, Hashem? Such double standards. You preserve the utensils from a tzarat-filled house from being destroyed, but you vanquish, you completely eviscerate all the utensils that lie within your home, the Beit HaMikdash. These are the three questions that the angels ask Hashem, write the Arizal. These are the connotations of Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chet, write the Arizal, in Parshat Shoftim. And these questions apply not only to Churban Bayis, to the destruction of our temples, but to every bit of destruction and persecution we ever had. And the Arizal says, this indeed is the translation of this verse. And now let's reread the Pasuk with the Arizal's translation. Rabbi Isaac Luria's translation of the 16th century. Says the verse, when there is a wonder to you in a matter of law, between the blood of a chicken and blood of the Jewish people, whether it's the law of not slaughtering the mother with the child on the same day, yet we see how many times this has happened to us throughout Jewish history, where both mother and child were slaughtered on the same day. When it comes to a nega, to an affliction of removing items from a lesion, from a tzarat-filled home, or not removing the utensils of the temple. When it comes to all three matters, say the Arizal, that was what the angels were asking, and this is the translation of the verse. When you cannot understand why these things have happened, then look at the latter half of the verse, which reads what? The verse reads, Divrei rivot bisharecha, when you have disputes at your gates. These malevolent incidents take place when there is strife at our borders. That's how it could happen to the Jewish people. It could happen when we look at ourselves, which at times is the cause for all the negativity. It's said by David HaMelech, by King David, that when he would go out to war, he would lose men. And to understand that when David HaMelech reigned supreme, even the children, his children's children, were at such an advanced level of Torah learning. The entire Jewish community were so close to God, yet David would still suffer casualties when he went out to battle. Contrastly, King Ahav, the evil king of Israel, when he went out to war, he would not lose a single man. It makes no sense. Writes the Medrash, the reason is that during the time of King David, the tzaddik, the righteous person, there was always strife and derision and Jewish infighting amongst themselves, as opposed to the evil King Ahav, where even though they worshipped idols and rebelled against God, they instilled peace within the community. They indeed had achdus, they had unity. And when there's achdus, there is nothing that can touch us, because we are incredibly powerful with this one notion. But when we fight amongst ourselves, all chaos ensues in both the physical and celestial realms. And what's the solution? The Pasuk says, go to Yerushalayim, the Kamta V'Yalisa, get up and go, ascend, El HaMakom, to that place. Makom, the place, is always a reference to Mount Moriah, to the Beit HaMikdash, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo, that Hashem chooses to rest His presence there. Go to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Ir Shel Shalom, the city of peace, the city that brings the Jewish people together. Because when we are unified, that is the greatest vessel for Hashem's blessing in our lives. It's no coincidence that we're reading this verse in Parshat Shoftim, in this week's biblical portion, a parsha that deals with justice and with judges. We're about to ask on Rosh Hashanah for a year of health, a year of happiness, and a year of prosperity. We need to create the vessel to allow all these blessings in which to enter. And this vessel is that of Shalom, that of peace. Shabbat Shalom.